Chapter 19. Threats. Forebears encircled the Aldhelm as he reached his podium and opened the ancient tales to study one of the stories. Aldmarin cleared his throat. Today we'll be discussing the tale of the first giant. Now, before we begin, I may need help, Forebears. The events of this lapse have been quite heavy on me, as I'm sure they've been heavy on everyone. I believe we ended last class with a question I had yet to answer. Is that correct? Yes, Aldmarin, said one of the young men. You were discussing the two different theories among the temple leaders about where the Milds are. Aldmarin chuckled under his breath at the irony. He'd forgotten their class had been studying the Milds at the same time Princess Angel had come to his office asking about them. He fought to keep his thoughts focused on teaching and not let them wander off. But each time he remembered her coming to his temple and the rabbles, it baffled him. Right, said the Aldhelm. Well, all the tales tell us is that the Milds were created from light itself as it collided with one of Buon's songs. They exist in a place called Mildhaven, which everyone agrees on. Where everyone disagrees is whether or not this place is an actual place in reality or a different realm entirely, and some believe it is the same realm in which the seven spirits live. I believe it is a different realm, and they can choose whether or not to travel between our realm and theirs. Aldmarin, said a forebearer, if the Milds exist in a different realm and simply choose to travel between them, does that mean they could theoretically be watching us and still simply choose not to be seen? That is correct, said the Aldhelm. One of the theories behind this comes from a tale of the War of the Milds before the beginning of our kingdom. The Milds said they would always be watching us, even when they left. The class went on as usual, and the Aldhelm delighted in the discussions taking place. The forebearers had great questions, and everyone, including Aldmarin himself, grew wiser because of it. After reaching a reasonable place to stop, the Aldhelm instructed the forebearers to commence their duties for the day, and as they slowly scattered out of the room, two of them approached him as he packed his things. "What can I do for you, boys?" said the Aldhelm as he lifted his head from his bag. The two forebearers glanced at each other, as if to try and persuade the other to go first. With hesitance, the one on the left finally said, "We wanted to ask you something, Aldmarin." "Well, you know I'm always available if you need to talk," said the Aldhelm. "What's troubling you?" "It's just, well, we've heard rumors, and we just want to know if it's true. But, ever since the news of the royal sage and king disagreeing on the wealth of our kingdom, some are saying that you are against the king's wishes and side with the sage." Aldmarin offered the two forebearers a dazed look. How quickly had word spread through the city of all this? He hadn't told a soul, and how had people already come to conclusions on which side they're taking? "I'm not sure how you got word of this," the other forebearer interjected. "It's just that people have drawn conclusions based on your behavior at the Shrine of the Milds in Harmony Garden." "Ah, I see. Well, those conclusions are correct. I do indeed agree with Koshner on this issue. But what does it matter to you two? This has nothing to do with our interactions in the temple." Fear radiated from both their eyes. "Aldhelm," said one, "there is an uprising brewing in our kingdom. The earls are asking the Aldhelms to contest the sage, as he's been disloyal to the king, and have him removed. We've been receiving threats that if you don't show loyalty to your king, they will burn down the temple." Worry twisted in the Aldhelm's stomach, but he wrestled it down to keep his face stagnant. "I wouldn't worry about those threats. Only cowards say such things to people who don't share their views." "Aldhelm, we're worried for our safety and the safety of our friends. Would you consider..." "Let me stop you there. I appreciate you two coming to me with your concerns, but there are some values on which I am unwilling to bend as this temple's Aldhelm, and this is one of them. I refuse to cower to threats, especially from such deplorable behavior. I stand with wisdom, and if the king should stand against the instruction of our sage received directly from a spirit in the Veld, then I shall stand against the king." The forebearers responded in blank, wordless stares. "I must be attending to my duties now. Good day," said the Aldhelm. He left the room, now allowing the fear of losing his life, temple, and possibly more to creep into his soul.